And this is a follow-up visit. Name of the patient, Caroline West, K-A-R-O-L-Y-N-W-E-S-T. Date of service is 4-2-2024. Date of birth is 12-3-1978. Date of accident is 3-17-2024. The patient was a victim of an automobile accident on 3-17-2024, where she was rear-ended as a passenger on Davison Highway and near I-96 when they were stopped on a stop sign or intersection light, sorry. The pain in the neck, mid-back and lower back are continuing. Neck pain is 8, mid-back and lower back pain is 10. Radiation to both legs and both arms is reported, but not affecting the hands, fingers, or foot or the ankles, foot or the toes. Patient now has normal range of motion of both the shoulders to 180 degrees. He is able to work. Headaches are now decreased to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, and they are less often, still affecting both the temples. No other deficit is reported. No dizziness vertigo is reported anymore. The patient has pain level from 8 and ADLs are affected 9. Patient reports no relief in the pain as of right now. Please review the records for the ADLs for system review. For additional issues, for the substance abuse and compliance plan. In the physical examination, blood pressure is 128/91, pulse is 69, pulse ox is 100, temperature 97.8. The rest of the exam comes from the previous visit, 325-2024, dictation number 0512-041. Plan is to add Dulcolax tablet 10 mg QDPRN for constipation, Senacort 102 QDPRN, magnesium citrate on a PRN basis and one refill. Imitrex is provided for further headache relief, 50 mg 102 every 6 hours, every day per headache, 25 tablets, PRN basis. She is also provided with Tylenol codeine, number 4 every 12 hours. Patient will be seen in 2 weeks' time, and otherwise she'll continue her physical therapy as ordered. Otherwise, she is stable. Thank you.